Hello everyone, this is Incredible Fencing Podcast. For more information, you can visit my website, subscribe to my YouTube channel or Instagram page.
Hey everyone and welcome back to Incredible Fencing Podcast. My name is Taras and today I'm gonna tell you about 5 basic fencing principles which work. So if you are a fencing beginner and you are starting to train fencing, starting to do fencing, you can check it out and try to follow them. Of course, there are a little bit more principles, super important, but I tried to select 5 the most important principles you should follow and remember them for the whole life, because fencing, it's like riding bicycle. You can learn it one time and you're not gonna forget it ever, right? So even if you drop fencing for some time, you can pick it up quite fast and be maybe even better before. So the principle number 1, which I call hand goes first when you go to attack and hand goes second when you go to defense, right? What does it mean? So when you go to attack, you need to remember your hand has to go faster than your leg. That's how you can ensure you're gonna hit your opponent as soon as you reach him. I mean, as soon as you reach the right distance. Because the very common mistake when people go to attack, leg goes faster than the hand, and they come to a very close distance when they can already hit, but since their hand might be behind, they actually miss in counterattack or just fail with attack. And this is not a very nice thing. When you go to attack, you need to make sure your hand goes faster, your hand goes first, and then your legs follow. But when you go to defense, the things are all the way around. So first of all, you need to make sure you are keeping the right distance. Yeah, so you need to make sure your legs go very well. Yeah, go as fast as you need them to go, right? And then probably you need to take parry. So you need to remember your leg goes first and then sometimes maybe if your footwork is very nice, you shouldn't take any parry, right? Your opponent can fall short and then you can start your own attack. But you're gonna develop it a little bit later when you reach the more advanced level. So that was principle number 1, hand goes first in attack and leg goes first in defense. And principle number 2 is keeping your balance. So when you learn on guard position and lunge during your first or second fencing classes, right? You should know that keeping balance is super important because, as we know, every action in fencing is the beginning of another action. Because sometimes you can make attack and you not hit every time, right? Sometimes you make lunge and you need to recover and go to defense. And when you go to defense, for example, you defended yourself successfully, you should be able to make a good transition and go to attack. That is why you should keep a right balance, nice balance on the piste in your on guard position and your lunge. So how to do it? I think you should practice your footwork as well. You should practice your techniques with your coach. Of course, the basic thing is to keep in balance is to spread your body weight between your two legs. So when your body weight spread very well, 50% on front leg and 50% on your back leg, you can move as fast as you can forward as well as backward, and also you can recover from your lunge regardless it's forward or backward, right? So that was principle number 2, keeping good balance. So you should be balanced. And principle number 3, the principle number 3 is distance control during fencing match. As soon as you have good distance control, you can control your bout, you can control your opponent, and you can dominate on the piste, right? So basically in fencing we have three types of distance, right? It's short, medium, and long distance. And also some people add two more. It's extra close, or some people call it close quarters, and extra long. So let me explain all of them. The close quarters or extra short distance is a distance when you basically super close to your opponent and distance is shorter than the length of the sword. So you need to, maybe you need to have a nice flexibility to hit, right? So you need to pull your hand back to in order to hit your opponent properly. But it never happened in saber. Usually in saber, either offensers already been hit before they get to close quarters. And short distance, it's the second type, is when you can hit your opponent with extension. So it's also quite fast. So medium distance is when you can hit your opponent with advance and extension or with lunge. So long distance is step lunge or jump lunge, or some people call it balestra. And extra long is everything is longer than your step lunge, right? So to find the right distance, of course, for different people, different heights, all these distances are different. So you should know your right distance and try to accomplish it during fencing bout. So when you can find the right distance, you can let your opponent fence on this distance, you can be much more successful on the fencing. So that was principle number three, distance control on the fencing piece. And principle number four, which is also very important, is the timing control. So when you can control your time, you also can be more successful. So what does it mean, timing control? I can tell you, so timing is a thing when you need to hit your opponent in exact period, exact moment of time. We can compare it with closing and opening the door. So when door is opening, you need to hit your opponent, right? So when door is opens, probably when your opponent taking parry, right, you can disengage, or any other moment which can be nice to hit your opponent. But of course, if you're gonna be a little bit late, it's gonna be much harder to perform the hit. And of course, the same principle we can apply for defense, right? So you need to take parry. You need to take parry in the right time. Yeah, when your opponent actually is hitting you, you need to protect yourself. So you should feel the timing. And of course, when you have a good feeling of time, you can fence much better. So together with distance, timing is also very important. So basically, all professional fencers, all great fencers, they have a very good distance control and very good timing control. So they can make their actions almost perfect in order to be successful, right? So that was principle number four, timing control in fencing. And principle number five is acceleration of your action. Acceleration of your actions means all your actions have to be faster than your actions you did before. For example, when you make a step lunge, your lunge has to be faster than your step. And when you do parry post, for example, your riposte has to be faster than your parry. The basic principle of acceleration is maybe it's about people can't be super fast all the time, right? So if you're gonna be super fast on the piece, you're gonna last at least the most 15 seconds, maybe even less. Doesn't matter how well you prepared, right? Anyway, so all your action has to be faster than your actions before. So it also about the physiology of people. So when you are preparing something, yeah, you're trying to make a preparation, and if this preparation is very fast, of course you're gonna have fast reaction from your opponent, which is quite reasonable. So when your opponent looking at you and you are super fast, he's gonna be super fast as well, right? And that is gonna be very difficult to make your actions successful. So that is why your preparation, your pre-actions have to be a little bit slower than your real one, yeah, when you need to finish your intention. So that was principle number 5. I hope I explained it not bad, right? You still can understand it. So that was 5 basic fencing principles you should follow, and you should pay attention at them, and hopefully they're gonna help you or anyone who is gonna try them, okay? Alright, so that's all for today. So for the next episodes, I'm planning to take some interview and upload it from one fencing coach. It's gonna be a little bit longer and a little bit more interesting, maybe, I hope. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. That's how you're gonna help the algorithm to promote it, right? Maybe it's gonna get to some suggestions. So, and of course, you're not gonna miss any further episodes. And maybe you can even rate it. There is some rating systems, yeah, so you can rate it and maybe also can write some comments. And you can also check the Incredible Fencing YouTube channel, Instagram page, and website. On my website, and also I'm gonna upload some information. I already designed it a couple days ago, so you can open it on your laptop or tablet or your phone. The address is incrediblefencing.blueberry.net, so you also can search it in Google, Incredible Fencing, and probably you're gonna find it. Alright, that is all for today, guys, and hopefully that was interesting and useful for you, or maybe for your friends, yeah? Anybody who will be interested, yeah? So, my name is Taras, and this is the time to say bye-bye. And have a nice day.
You were listening to Incredible Fencing Podcast. For more information, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, visit my Instagram page or website.